the hall was like the centre, really, of the village.
Yeah, there's always something going on up here, wasn't there?
Of course, we just mentioned the discos we had here. That was good fun.
Yeah. Jumble sales.
Oh, yeah.
Lots of jumble sales.
Yes, bloody old chat they had. Yeah. It was fun.
But, I mean, you never used to buy new clothes. We used to have new clothes in the summer for the carnival. We used to have carnivals in the village then.
And books and little knickknacks and toys, you know.
Yeah.
And there's usually a bit of cake thrown in.
We used to have plays on the stage, that's right. And used to be old characters. That used to be very good. People knew them, or there was local people.
I can remember Donald Oscar and doing There's a Hole in My Bucket. Do you remember they done that?
They used to do a proper village concert.
I remember
concert.
That. Yeah. That was quite funny.
Yeah.
That was before we started doing the concerts.
They used to sit on a bench on the stage and they would just sit there talking about things.
Yeah.
They was bantering.
Yeah.
And it was hilarious.
Yeah.
I thought so. But.
Yeah. I did a Pam Ayres stint. My mother, did I make a fool of myself, that one, aerobics.
Mm.
And I came on stage in a brightly coloured leotard and leggings, and I was limping because I'd overdone it. So.
That was a laugh, wasn't it?
That was a laugh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We used to have a group that sort of did a concert Christmas time for 3 or 4 years we did it, and that was on the stage. I think it was more like reviews, really, with different sort of sketches and that sort of thing, you know. We used to do two couple of nights here, and then we used to go to St. Tudy and do a night over St. Tudy as well. And it was fun when we did it.
They used it as a base for doing their meetings and getting together for the Second World War, Home Guard. And the leader was a chap called Sidney Pitwood, who was a war veteran from the First World War. And the story goes, he was doing a demonstration on a rifle assembly and disassembly and telling them that never, ever put a bullet in it. And he had put a bullet in and showed them how to do it, but he didn't take it out. And apparently he had the gun facing upwards and it went off. And several have said, the older people, there's a hole in that roof somewhere where the bullet went through.